pen.
Keep them in a hog pen. Do you know, do you usually think of a hog pen as having some kind of covering? Or is it sheltered or is it open?
It's open.
It's open, okay. What do you call that type of farm that's used just for raising milk cows and nothing else?
Dairy farm.
That's a dairy. You know, talking about in the days before refrigeration, do you know anything about what people did to keep their milk and butter from cool, you know, keep it from spoiling?
They bought ice and put it in an ice box.
In an ice box. Have you ever heard of them doing anything else?
For milking?
Yeah, to keep it from spoiling, other than putting it in an ice box.
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of maybe, you know, some people put those things down in wells, or if there was a stream nearby, they set up a trough in it so that the water could run through it, and they put that stuff there in the water. You never heard of anything like that?
Sounds logical, but I haven't ever heard of it.
Okay. And on a farm, what would you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and the other animals walk around? That would be the what?
Where you let the...
All the animals just walk around in that area.
Grazing land.
Okay. Have you ever heard of, would something like that ever be called maybe the barnyard or the lot or something like that?
You mean just to, not to eat, huh?
Yeah, just right there, and maybe in front of the barn or something like that.
Yes, that's what they call it, the barnyard.
The barnyard, okay. And you were talking about where the cows and what other animals graze, that would be the what?
That's what I call it. Grazing land.
Oh, grazing land, okay. Well, have you ever heard people call that a pasture?
Out in the pasture.
Out in the pasture, that'd be the same thing. Okay. Let's see. Do farmers around here still raise much cotton? Do you know anything
about that? Not as much as they used to.
Do you know anything about the work that's associated with...
Some.
Okay, could you describe that to me?
You mean what's done?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The process of raising cotton, you know, when you prepare the land and plant all that business and cultivate it.
They plant the cotton. Well, it used to be where people picked the cotton.
Uh-huh.
And after it bloomed, after cotton bloomed, you pick the cotton. Now they have cotton pickers that pick the cotton. That's all I know about it.
Mm-hmm. When you say pick it, is that the same thing? Have you ever heard people talk about chopping cotton? Do you know exactly what that means?
I don't know if chopping is the same as picking.
Uh-huh.
I've heard them say chop cotton. Yeah. I don't know if they mean clean around it. And they might mean pick it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. All right, fine. What do you call that, undesirable grass that comes up in a field that a farmer doesn't want? That's what
I call it. Weeds.
Weeds. Any particular types of weeds that maybe Johnson grass or something like that?
I don't know. Know the weeds by name. I know the weeds when I see them.
Okay. And just pick those things up out of there. Okay. What about you would say that the corn and cotton grow in a what?
Corn and cotton grow in them.
And what do you call that?
Field.
In a field, okay. Well, is there something not maybe, well, would you say that peas maybe grow in a field? Would you say a field of peas?
Garden.
A garden, okay. What about, have you ever heard people use the word patch?
Pea patch.
Uh-huh. Now, is there a difference in a field and a patch?
I think a patch is smaller.
It's smaller than a field,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You've probably seen these, it's a type of fence that sometimes people have them around their front yard, or they might have them around a garden. It's really not a big sturdy fence. It's usually painted white, you know.